BBC News with Ian Purdon. In an unprecedented address to both houses of the British Parliament, President Obama has said that Europe and the United States remain the greatest catalyst for global action. Speaking to hundreds of politicians and dignitaries in the 1,000-year-old Westminster Hall, Mr. Obama said that Britain and America were the nations most willing to stand up for the values of tolerance and self-determination, and both countries should promote democracy around the world.
The time for our leadership is now. It was the United States and the United Kingdom and our democratic allies that shaped a world in which new nations could emerge and individuals could thrive. And even as more nations take on the responsibilities of global leadership, our alliance will remain indispensable to the goal of a century that is more peaceful, more prosperous, and more just.
Our political correspondent Rob Watson was listening to President Obama's speech.
In the grand setting of Parliament's Westminster Hall, President Obama delivered a speech that above all was a defence of the West and its relevance to the modern world. Despite the rise of China, India and other emerging powers, President Obama said the world still needed the leadership of the US and its European allies because of their enduring and universal values. In a grand sweep of current global challenges from Afghanistan to the stirrings of democracy in the Middle East, the President promised US support and talked of better times ahead after a decade of wars, terrorism and recession.
Diplomats say there's increasing support for the French Finance Minister Christine Lagarde as head of the International Monetary Fund. She's attempting to succeed Dominique Strauss-Kahn, who resigned after being charged with sexual assault. Andrew Walker looks at her chances of success.
The French finance minister has the support of her own government and is likely to be the single candidate of the European Union. If she is, that would give her nearly a third of the total in the weighted voting system the IMF's board uses. If the United States can be persuaded to back her, that would bring nearly half the total votes, making her a very difficult candidate to beat. The US administration has not yet publicly backed anybody. The Treasury Secretary, Tim Geithner, has described Ms. Lagarde as a very capable candidate. But he said the same about the other person who's come forward, the Mexican Central Bank Governor, Agustin Carstens.
Reports from Yemen say fighting between the security forces and tribesmen has prompted the closure of the airport serving the capital Sana'a. The clashes, the latest between supporters and opponents of President Ali Abdullah Saleh, are said to have broken out close to the airport. Flights were diverted to Aden in the south of the country. Hundreds of Yemenis have been trying to flee Sana'a after 3 days of fighting and over 40 killed. World News from the BBC. A judge in the United States has ruled that a man accused of a shooting rampage in Arizona in which a congresswoman was seriously wounded is not mentally competent to stand trial. The decision means the criminal case against Jared Lee Loeffner is now on hold indefinitely. Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords was shot in the head in the attack in January. Six other people were killed. The man challenging Sepp Blatter for the presidency of FIFA has denied allegations of bribery in the latest scandal to hit world football's governing body. Mohammed bin Hammam and three other officials will face a disciplinary hearing on Sunday. Gordon Farker reports.
Further details have emerged of the claims made by Chuck Blazer against two of his executive committee colleagues, Jack Warner and Mohammed bin Hammam. FIFA began a formal investigation after receiving a report from Blazer, including a file of information prepared by a firm of lawyers in the United States containing sworn affidavits from several members of the Caribbean Football Union. They say they were offered cash for development projects at a meeting organized by bin Hammam and Warner as part of bin Hammam's presidential election campaign. Bin Hammam denies wrongdoing, describing this as a tactic used by those who want to see Sepp Blatter re-elected as president.
At least 17 inmates have escaped from a jail in northern Mexico near the border with the United States. The guards raised the alarm when the prisoners failed to show up at the morning roll call. Then they discovered a big hole in the wall of the prison laundry. Further investigation revealed a long tunnel. Demonstrators in Greece have rallied outside Parliament in Athens against the government's latest austerity programme. The crowd denounced members of Parliament as thieves. Trade unions have already begun strike action against the government's plans. A mafia boss has been arrested in Italy after 9 years on the run. Police said the man, Giuseppe Dell'Aquila, was a leader of the Camorra syndicate. He was seized at a fortified villa near the city of Naples. BBC News.